Renting out a property can be a lucrative investment, providing a steady stream of income and helping to cover mortgage payments and other expenses. However, not all tenants are created equal, and the unfortunate reality is that bad tenants can end up costing landlords more than they bargained for. From missed rent payments to property damage and legal hassles, the costs of a bad tenant can be significant. In this blog, we'll delve into the various ways in which a bad tenant can impact a landlord's bottom line. Missed rent payments. One of the most direct and immediate ways a bad tenant can affect a landlord's finances is through missed rent payments. When a tenant consistently fails to pay rent on time or skips payments altogether, landlords are left with a financial burden. This can disrupt cash flow and potentially lead to difficulties in covering mortgage payments, property maintenance, and other expenses. Landlords often rely on timely rent payments to meet their financial obligations, and a bad tenant can throw these plans into disarray. Property damage. Property damage is another significant concern when dealing with a bad tenant. Some tenants may not take proper care of the property, resulting in excessive wear and tear, broken appliances, and even deliberate destruction. Landlords are then left with the responsibility of repairing or replacing damaged items, which can quickly add up in terms of costs. Severe damage might require renovations or extensive repairs, leading to substantial financial setbacks for the landlord. Legal expenses. Dealing with a bad tenant can sometimes escalate to legal proceedings, such as eviction. Eviction processes can be time-consuming, complex, and expensive. Landlords may need to hire legal representation, pay court fees, and adhere to specific legal procedures, all of which come with their own costs. In some cases, bad tenants may contest the eviction, prolonging the legal battle and further increasing expenses. Vacancy and turnover costs. Bad tenants can lead to higher turnover rates, as their behavior can drive away good tenants and negatively impact the property's reputation. High turnover rates result in vacancies, and vacancies mean loss of rental income. Additionally, each new tenant turnover involves costs such as cleaning, repairs, advertising, and potentially even rent concessions to attract new tenants. These costs can accumulate over time, eating into the landlord's profits. Strained landlord-tenant relationship. A difficult tenant can lead to strained relationships between landlords and tenants. This strain can negatively impact communication, trust, and overall cooperation. When there's tension, tenants may be less inclined to report maintenance issues promptly, causing small problems to escalate into more significant and costly repairs. Effective communication is vital for property maintenance, and a bad tenant can hinder this important aspect of landlord-tenant relationships. Conclusion. While not all tenants are problematic, the costs associated with a bad tenant cannot be ignored. From missed rent payments and property damage to legal expenses and turnover costs, the financial toll of a bad tenant can be substantial. Landlords must carefully screen potential tenants, establish clear rental agreements, and maintain open lines of communication to mitigate the risks associated with problematic renters. By being proactive and diligent, landlords can reduce the likelihood of encountering the significant financial burdens that come with a bad tenant.